Lord.
And I just feel thankful. Oh, amen. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is worthy. Worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's the way I feel. He's just good. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And is it good?
Yes.
All the time he's been good.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
And especially right now.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you.
Nothing but good.
All the time.
Amen. Knows how to do. They be good, good, good.
Yes, Lord.
Our Lord and our Savior. He's our people.
Yes.
Thank you,
God. Yahweh maker.
Yes.
And we give glory, honor, and praises unto him.
Yes.
God is wonderful.
Yes, amen.
Now, I think this is the 290th day.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And we're still here.
Thank you.
Anybody still glad to be in the world?
Yes.
Amen.
Glory to God.
And we're here because God has blessed us, and not because we've been faithful.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even the very best we can do is just that filter rags.
Amen.
So we ain't got nothing to brag on. We ain't got nothing to boast about.
Yes,
sir. All our bragging and all our boasting is supposed to be in
Amen.
Hallelujah. Not in I, and me, and I.
That's
and myself, but in the Lord.
Amen.
Who enable me, and I, and myself to do whatever to be me, my, and I have said you're done.
Mm-hmm.
But without him, we could do nothing.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Nothing happens unless God allows it to happen.
Tell it, Pastor. Tell
Amen.
It.
Amen.
God be provide the strength for that.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Somebody good. Try to be good. They're following the Lord. They're trying to be bad because God allowed them to do that.
Amen.
He has given you free will.
Amen.
He's not a dictatorship.
Amen.
He tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And tell you what not to do.
Amen.
And then give you the opportunity to choose which Amen. One you're going to follow.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is a good God.
Amen.
Amen. Wonderful. Merciful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
This is another day the Lord has made. Yes. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you give God some praise for a little while?
Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
On this 17th day of October 2021.
Yes.
Can you give God some praise for this day?
Thank you, Lord.
Have you noticed that when we're all praising God together like that, we just come into one voice?
When we're trying
to do other things.
Amen.
One coming one time, one coming another time, and it's awesome. But when we were just praising God, all of us just chilling in one place.
Amen.
All the praises belong to Him.
And God
can work them together.
Yes, Lord.
And make Him a minor noise for Him.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Lord is in His holy temple. All the earth keeps out before Him. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Thy feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Praise God. Next time we will begin our worship service. We're going to ask Elder Green for a prayer. And I'm going to ask my sister, I'm going to ask my sister Mary for a scripture.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The person in the prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we come to say thank you, God, for this day that you have made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes,
thank you for this cool weather that you have sent us today, God. And we just thank you. Just all that you are doing in our lives, God. And we love you, we don't, we worship your name, God. God, ask you to be with us in this service, God. Have your way, God, that your word will be deep to our souls, God.
Yes, Lord.
That will keep us from day to day. And we just thank you. God, just ask to bless all the families that is on this Zoom this morning, God.
Thank you.
Be with them and their family.
Yes,
and we love you, and we adore you, and we just what you're about to do in today, God. And this is our prayer in the name of the Father, Son, and be with the pastor, God,
yes,
and bring the word. And we
just
thank you. This is our prayer in the name of the Father, Son, the prayer, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
I'm going to read Romans 12.
Amen.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God had dealt to every man to measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts different according to the grace that is given to us, for the prophecy, let us prophesy according to the portion of faith. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministry. Or he that teacheth on teaching. Or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dismissation. Abhor that which is evil. cling to that which is good.
Yes.
And highly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, and honor preferring one another, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which prostitute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep.
Yes.
Be of the same mind, one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own concepts. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lie in you, live peaceable with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine.
Amen.
I will repay, said the Lord. Therefore, of thy enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirsts, give him drink.
Yeah.
For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. I have read the fourth chapter of chapter 12 of Romans. May the Lord have a blessing upon this reading.
Amen.
I will move to our affirmation of faith.
Oh, okay. We believe that God is get my thing over there. Yes, yeah. We believe that God is the Father Almighty, and that He is the maker of heaven and earth, and the scriptures have said. We believe in Jesus, that He is Christ, and is the only begotten Son of the Father. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day, He rose from the dead and declared victory over the grave. He has gone back to the Father to prepare a place for us in His kingdom. He will come back, as He promised, to judge the world and to deliver the righteous. We believe the Holy Ghost, the Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and resurrection of the body, and eternal life for all true believers. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Anybody got a song for us before I go into the word?
Some folks worship money and the property that it brings. Some folks live for glory to see their praises ring. But I live for Jesus, and to Him I cling. Jesus is my everything. Oh, He's my everything. Yes, He's my everything. Jesus is my everything. He's the light in my darkness. Keep me singing, although I cry. Jesus is my everything. If I live for glory, it is my release. He reigns on the good time and the joys I be. He's the King Almighty and the Prince of Peace. Jesus is my everything. Oh, He's my everything. Yes, He's my everything. I know Jesus is my everything. He's the light in my darkness. Keep me singing, although I cry. Jesus is my everything. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He is our everything.
Everything.
Amen. Amen. Don't forget that.
Amen.
We soon forget things.
Yes. Yes, my Lord.
We're going to call your attention to the book of St. John. It's still there. And at verse, at chapter 2. Reading through the word, verses 1 through 5.
Yes,
you will. Are we there?
Amen.
St. John, second chapter, verse 1. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. His mother said unto his servant, whatsoever he says unto you, do it. Okay. All right.
Amen.
You want to talk to you from this thought? Whatever Jesus says, just do it.
Amen.
Whatever Jesus says, just do it. A lot of times we hear instructions or advice from different people and we jump right on it.
Mm-hmm.
Without questioning it.
Amen.
Without debating it.
Mm-hmm.
We just jump right on it.
Jump right on it.
But when it comes to the word of God, it seems like we hesitate.
Amen.
Amen.
On doing what the word implies.
Mm-hmm.
We question it. We analyze it.
Mm-hmm.
We dissect it.
Amen.
We break it all apart.
Amen.
And we pick out the part that we like and leave the other alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm putting like a chicken. Mm-hmm. You have those different parts of the chicken. And some people won't eat but a certain kind, certain part.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want no breast.
Yes.
They just want drumsticks.
Mm-hmm.
Drumstick and the breast eaters don't want the drumstick, they want the breast.
Amen.
Okay. But we got to eat the whole word.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about it. Okay, a man should not live by bread alone.
Mm-hmm.
But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So whatever he says,
do it.
Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Do it without questioning.
Yes, my Lord.
Do it faithfully.
Uh-huh.
Do it without hesitating.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. Because when you hesitate, that shows that you don't believe. You're trying to figure out another way how to get out of it.
Amen.
You kind of figure out a way to get by without doing everything it says.
Yes.
You're about like Peter.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus was talking to them about forgiveness.
Yes.
Peter wanted to know, how many times should I do it? 7. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, I say unto you, not just 7. Mm-hmm. Seven times 7.
Amen.
Per day. Okay. So that means our forgiveness should never be turned off.
Uh-huh.
Our forgiveness should never be put in the position that the thing we're gonna wait on.
Yes, my Lord.
I got to think about it.
Uh-huh.
I got to pray about it. Why you got to pray about forgiving somebody?
Glory be to God.
Do you want somebody to pray about you being forgiven?
Uh-huh.
Because whatever you desire others to do, and you do it to them,
uh-huh,
that's the way it's going to come back to you.
That's true. So true.
So, we know that the word says,
uh-huh,
if I don't forgive, I won't be forgiven.
Amen. Amen.
And so forgiveness is not just for the other person.
Amen. Tell it.
Actually, forgiveness is for you.
Amen. That's true.
When you forgive somebody, you release yourself.
Amen.
When you are holding on to something, you got yourself all tangled up.
Mm-hmm.
You got yourself bound down. You got yourself missing out on a joyful, peaceful day that you could have had. But you spent the day angry. You spent the day hungering for some revenge. You spent the day wanting to see that person pay.
Amen.
For hurting
you. Amen.
When you done missed out on a glorious day.
Amen.
The Lord brought you in.
Amen.
A day that you could have been full of joy.
Yes.
Yes.
A day that you could have been prospering in the Lord.
Amen.
A day that you could have been doing great things.
Lord.
In his name.
Yes. Hallelujah.
But because we hung on to a bad word. Because we hung on to something somebody else may have tried to do.
Glory be to God.
We forgot what the word said.
Uh-huh.
Jesus says in the word of God, through by the apostle Paul, in everything.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Give God thanks.
Amen.
Yes, give him
thanks. Not for everything.
Amen.
But in everything.
Yes.
That means that while you are going through, give him thanks.
Amen.
Why the problem is upon you, give God thanks. In other words, he's saying the way to handle this is by being thankful.
Amen.
That's true.
The way to handle your problem is by being joyful. Because that you made yourself free. You shall know the truth.
That's right.
And the truth shall make you free.
Make you free, that's true.
So, whatever the word says, just do it.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay? And whatever the word is saying is what Jesus is saying.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
How do I know that? Because Jesus is the word.
Amen.
If you flip back to the first chapter and the first verse, it's the end of the beginning. That's the first chapter of the book we're in now.
Amen.
In the beginning was the word.
Amen.
And the word was with God.
Yes. Amen.
And the word was God.
Amen.
Later on down in that same chapter, around the 12th, 13th, 14th verse says, and the flesh and the blood and the word was made flesh.
And dwelt among
us. And come down here and dwell amongst us.
Amen.
Jesus was made flesh. He's the word, but he was made flesh.
Amen.
He was the spirit. God, because God is the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But the spirit was made into flesh.
Amen.
He took on a fleshly body.
Uh-huh.
An earthly house.
Mm-hmm.
To operate in the realms of the earth, you got to have the earthly house.
Amen. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Okay. To operate in the realms of heaven, you got to have a spiritual house.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. So you got to make sure that you are doing what the word says.
Amen.
The word was made flesh and it dwelled among us. Jesus came and lived on this earth for 33 years.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. And he came to tell us how to get to heaven.
Yes, he did.
He came to tell us how to stay joyful.
Mm-hmm.
He come to tell us how we can handle whatever mishap comes your way.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
Wherever it is, mm-hmm. God got the word for it.
Amen.
So whatever he says,
mm-hmm. just do it.
Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't debate it.
My Lord.
Don't try to squeeze your way out.
That's right.
Don't try to get your way out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have words that would make it sound like it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it. Don't add.
Mm-hmm.
And don't take away.
Mm.
All right. So you got to eat it just like it is.
Amen.
Okay. Sometimes some of the word might be tough.
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, chew on it.
Chew on it.
The word is hard to swallow. You got to chew it a little while.
Amen.
Say some other word, you can just take it and swallow it on down.
Amen.
Okay. Now, that's the part you like.
Uh-huh.
You like all them parts, they tell you, he's going to bless you.
Yeah,
you like all them pops that I'm blessing you now, and I'm gonna give you a heart to God. You love that, yeah, you love that, and so you just write that on down. But then you put some meat in there,
yeah.
They love your enemy, love but don't hate,
amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and don't hold anything. So that we don't want to do.
Amen.
I told you chew on it.
I told you chew on it.
You just need to chew on it.
Amen.
Amen.
And as you chew it, juices start flowing. All those delicious aromas and seasons start coming in your mouth.
Yeah.
And you just keep on chewing.
Amen.
And you cut it down a little bit at a time. I just keep on chewing.
Amen.
Yes, sir, my Lord.
Don't say I ain't got no teeth to chew this. No,
okay.
But you got the chew on it.
Amen.
My Lord. Okay.
I'm going to let you meditate on that a little while.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Okay. Chew on that word. Jesus told you to do it.
Do it.
He didn't mean for me to do this.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't mean for me to be your doormat.
That's right.
Let's think about that. Jesus was our doormat, wasn't he?
Uh-huh.
And still is our doormat.
Amen.
We do him any kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go to him, ask for forgiveness, and it's already forgiven.
Yeah, that's true.
Before you even ask.
Yes. My Lord.
But you got to ask anyway.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Because it said, ask, and it shall be given.
Amen.
My Lord.
Okay. So, if you will confess your sin,
yes,
God is faithful, Yes, he is. And just to forgive you of all your sins.
Uh-huh.
And to cleanse you.
Amen.
Of all unrighteousness.
Yes.
Amen. Hello. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Praise Amen. God. So the word of God comes to you. Mm-hmm. And you need to know how to handle it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That you can't swallow right then.
Mm-hmm.
Might need a little chewing.
Yes.
Sometimes you get some food that, like, well, like a liquid, you just swallow it on down.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get something like some applesauce. Mm-hmm. It's already drying up, but you chew it around in your mouth a little while anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then you swallow a lot that you didn't chew, along with that part they did chew.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the word comes to you that way.
My Lord.
It's a mixture. Mm-hmm. It's mixed up with that you can easily swallow.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And with that you got to chew a little bit with.
Amen.
My Lord.
Yeah. You got to have the bitter.
Amen.
And the sweet.
Yeah.
Amen.
You can't just have the sweet all the time.
All the time.
You got to have something that you don't like.
Amen.
Eat that word you don't like.
Amen.
It'd be good for you.
Amen.
And be good to you.
Amen. Yes, yes, my Lord.
Word said on the 33rd day there was a marriage in Canaan of Galilee.
Mm-hmm.
And what is happening is that Jesus had come to Judea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And to Canaan. And since he had been there, he had gotten some disciples.
Mm-hmm.
So on the third day of his visit to Canaan, there was a wedding going on.
Mm-hmm.
His mother was invited. He was invited.
Mm-hmm.
And his disciples was invited.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps there was a host of other people
mm-hmm.
at this wedding. Wedding was a big time affair
mm-hmm.
during those days.
Amen.
It lasts for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Not just a couple of hour thing.
Mm-hmm.
They had different things and riches they go through. And they had to have plenty of wine and other things for their guests
mm-hmm.
to partake of.
Mm-hmm.
This must have been a very important person who was getting mad because he had the governor there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was in charge of the wedding.
Amen.
The word said Jesus and his mother and disciples was amongst the guests
mm-hmm.
at this wedding. And when they wanted some wine, the mother of Jesus said to Jesus, they don't have any wine.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus wanted to know, let her know that it's not my time.
That's right.
It's not my work for the Lord right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My hour is not yet. But Mary didn't let that hesitate stop her.
Mm-hmm.
Because she realized what the word said, ask and it's going to be given.
That's right.
Amen.
So she says to the servants, whatsoever he says unto you,
mm-hmm.
do it. In other words, if he doesn't say anything to you, then do nothing. But if he says so, do it.
Amen.
What are you trying to hear, Pastor? When the word speak, follow it, obey it, do it. Okay. When the word is not speaking, don't you speak. Don't you do anything. You be silent when the word is silent, and you speak when the word speaks. The word tell you be still, and know that I'm God. Okay, but sometimes we are too active to know that God is God, and we go on doing what God's supposed to be doing. Okay, act when God tell you to act. To whom he tell you to act, to do. And when they tell you, be still, be still.
Be still, my Lord.
Even the wind and the waves obey that. When the storm was watching out there, he just said, peace, be still. And at his word, the wind stopped blowing, the waves stopped bursting.
Yes,
my Lord.
Okay? And here we are. Can't follow the word.
Amen.
Okay. When the wind and the waves does it, you ought to be able to do it too.
Amen.
Okay. And there was set there 6 water pots. And these pots were made of stone.
Yes, hello.
And they were there for the purifying of the Jews when they had their riches feast that they had. Now these pots hold 2 to 3 firkins apiece. And a firkin is a gallon. Okay. I mean 20 gallons. Pot held 20 gallons or 30 gallons. That's how big they were. Okay. Now, so that if it's all of them was 30 gallons, that's 3 times 30. Okay. If they're 20 gallons is 3 times 20. I mean, 6 times those numbers. So it's like 180 gallons.
Amen.
For the big one and 120 gallons if they held 2 firkins. Okay. All right. So that's a lot of wine. Tell somebody that's a lot of wine.
That's a lot of wine.
180 gallons.
Yeah.
Jesus made it. Okay. And so he told the servants to fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. They put all they can put in there without it running over. We need to put all we can put into God's word.
Amen.
Put it all in there until we are filled to the brim.
Yes.
Okay. When we fill to the brim, you can't get no more other stuff in there.
That's true.
If you fill it in the word,
uh-huh,
you can't get those things in there that hurt you. Words that people say that tend to hurt you will then be like water on a duck's back. Roll right on a hit and roll right on off. Not leaving an effect. You need to feel and stay filled.
Amen.
to the brim.
Glory be to God.
With the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
So they filled it to the brim.
Mm-hmm.
With water. And he said unto them, now go out.
Mm-hmm.
And bear unto the governor.
Mm.
Of the beast. And they bared it. And the ruler of the beast had tasted the water that was made wine. He didn't know how it got there.
Mm.
Jesus didn't say anything to the water.
Mm-mm.
He didn't say anything to the box. Right. He just told them, fill it with water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In other words, Jesus doesn't have to speak to you now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Once you get filled with the word, mm-hmm. you don't need to be spoken to.
Amen.
Okay. The changes that the word will bring
mm-hmm.
will be your evidence.
Mm-hmm.
The changes that the word will bring will be your deliverance. The changes the word will bring will be your hope.
Mm-hmm.
The changes that the word will bring will be your victory, and your joy, and your peace. The changes that the word will bring when you got it in you.
Uh-huh.
You can smile when you ought to be crying.
Mm-hmm.
You can dance when you ought to be sad.
Amen.
The changes that the word will bring into you. Jesus mm-hmm. will put in you.
My Lord.
You just need to say, Lord, fill my cup.
Oh, yes. Amen.
And let it overflow.
Let it overflow.
Let the Lord mm-hmm. pour in you and continue to pour in you. And as he pours into you, you will see the joy that's all around you. Mm-hmm. Everything that need to be thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of complaining about it.
That's
be
right.
thankful that things are as well as they are.
Right.
Be thankful
Amen.
For that everything is still working
mm-hmm.
for my good.
Amen.
Be thankful. Have, let the word of God be in you.
Yes, yes.
And he'll be in you. So the governor said, every man at the beginning of set for good wine.
Mm-hmm.
And when you got them drunk,
mm-hmm.
then they put the worst wine out there. But you have said the best for last.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the wine that was made without grapes.
Mm-hmm.
Wine that was made without the juice from the grapes.
Yeah.
Wine that was made without adding sugar.
Yeah.
Without adding any yeast.
Yeah.
Without it being fermented. Wine that was made just by you obeying the word of God.
Yeah. Mm. Uh-huh.
Okay. That wine is the best that you have.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than any advice somebody else can give you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they can give you advice and that advice is according to the word of God, take it.
My Lord.
But if that advice is not according to the word of God, then leave it.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
So whatever God says, do.
Just do it, my Lord.
Just do it.
Yes, yes.
This was the beginning of miracles that Jesus in Canaan of Galilee and manifest for his glory. And his disciples believed on him. So, whatever he said, do.
Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you ask somebody to pray for you.
Mm-hmm.
And because they didn't put their hands on you, you failed to believe.
My Lord.
Because you didn't hear them pray.
Uh-huh.
You failed to believe. But remember, the water was changed into the best wine ever.
My Lord.
Without Jesus saying the word.
Mm-hmm.
Got it waving his hand over the water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He just told them to pour it in. And whenever Jesus pours in, or tell somebody to pour into your life,
mm-hmm.
you need to accept it.
Amen.
And you know it'll be pouring in your life because it'll be the word of God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
When you hear it, receive it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. It's not that you didn't know it before, but you just forgot it.
Praise God.
And sometimes the word comes to you to remind you.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes obstacles come in your life to remind you who God is.
Mm-hmm.
And what God wants to do for you.
Amen.
Sometimes things come in your life that we don't uh-huh. understand. All right. But know yeah. that everything is still working together
mm-hmm.
towards women that love God.
Amen.
Knowing that everything is happening for your joy.
Amen.
Okay. And Amen. Keep this in mind, Matthew 5:11
mm-hmm.
and 12. Keep that in mind. Blessed are ye. Uh-huh. When men shall revile you, uh-huh. when they shall persecute you,
uh-huh.
and say all manner of evil against you, our response is to the word of God tells us to do what?
Rejoice.
Rejoice.
Uh-huh.
And be exceedingly glad.
Uh-huh.
For great is your reward in heaven.
Amen.
Okay. So, when people are talking about you, and it's not nice,
mm-hmm.
it ain't good what they're saying about you. Don't think about they hurting my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Say they're blessing me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Receive it as a blessing.
Yes, yes.
All right. One day, putting it out as a mean to hurt
mm-hmm.
on you, Jesus is turning it around.
Yes,
indeed. And making it a blessing.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
Remember the words of Joseph to his brother.
Mm-hmm.
When he thought Joseph was revenge over them. Joseph didn't ask for revenge. He thanked them.
Yes, he did.
For he said, you meant it for my bad.
Mm-hmm.
But God meant it for my good.
Amen.
Amen.
So nobody can do a thing to you but bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It may be in a form that some meat you got to chew on.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but if you've got the 200 because you need to,
mm-hmm.
everything that comes in your life, you need to go through it,
mm-hmm.
or God will not allow it to come on you.
Amen.
So, remember, people are blessing you, not cursing you.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand. They no. think they're cursing you.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't curse God's people.
No.
The word says, who God bless can't be cursed.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Okay.
They can't curse you. Mm-hmm. You believe the word mm-hmm. and do what the word said. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad.
Amen.
For great is your reward in heaven.
In heaven.
So take Romans 8:28 and Matthew 5:11 and 12 take those three scriptures together and feast on that and remember them every day. Amen. And this is going to be a blessed day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because the Lord has made another good day.
Yes. Yes.
All right. And whoever's going to come my way is going to come my way with a blessing. Mm-hmm. It may not look like a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
It may not feel like a blessing. Mm-hmm. It may not sound like a blessing.
Yes.
But whatever it is, it's a blessing.
Blessing.
Amen. Hallelujah. Because God said it was.
Yes.
And that's his word. And whatever he said, we're going to accept it.
Yes.
And do it. Amen.
Amen.
Right. Nobody got any need for the Lord.
Lord.
Yes, I do. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? I want y'all to pray for me. You can't hear me?
I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. I want y'all to pray for my daughter, Tiffany. She went to the doctor on Friday. And from the COVID, she have long-term COVID. So her lung, one lung is collapsed. Her liver is enlarged. Her kidney is enlarged. And her spleen is enlarged.
Oh.
And she had memory loss. So she was out of work because she forgot how to get back home.
Oh, so, my.
Keep her in prayer.
Amen. God is able. Oh, my God.
Yes, he is able.
Thank you.
Mr. Church, if you will continue to pray for our brother Robert Lewis. He's still going through some issues, and continue to keep him in prayer.
Amen.
God is able.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Deacon James, who you offer that prayer for us?
Dear Heavenly Father,
my Lord,
come before you this morning.
Yes, God.
We give you thanks, dear Lord, for all your blessings.
Yes, God.
Glory be to God.
Dear God, we have some that is sick and shut in.
Yes,
God. That need your help, need a blessing from you, Lord.
Thank
you, only you, that the Lord, that can heal the sick.
Yeah.
Bless them wherever they may be, whatever situation they may be.
Yes, God. In the name of
Jesus. Oh, God, just bless your people.
Thank you, Lord.
We need you, dear God.
Yes, Lord.
We cannot get along without you.
Yes, God.
Thank you for all things, dear Lord.
Yes,
thank you,
Lord.
All that you do.
Thank you, Lord.
Provide for us, Lord. We just thank you.
Thank you.
And we bless you, dear God.
Yes, God.
Bless your blessing upon our pastor.
Bless him, Lord.
To keep him, dear God.
Strengthen him, Lord.
Keep him in your care.
Keep him, Lord.
In your
yes,
will.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. We...
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, God.
God be the glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
May the grace of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest rule in that which until we meet again. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, before anybody should leave, I want to make an announcement. We will be recognizing Pastor Burnett on the first Sunday in December of this year, and Pastor's anniversary. He will be with us over 47 years, I think close to 44, maybe 1 or 2 years. 45.
Oh, that's a blessing.
But his pastor's been, thank God for our pastor. We just want to recognize him on that day. Asking the church family and everybody that can and will, we want to be a blessing to him, and asking everyone that can and will give him to give $100 toward this service. Each person that can and will be in prayer. We will, we're planning to have a special service that morning, and we will follow up with the church and everyone soon in the next few weekends, but it will be on the first weekend of December that we will have this service in recognition of our pastor. And ask everybody that can and will continue to be proud that we have a great service, and everybody do what we can to be a blessing to our pastor. He's been a great leader to us. We thank God for him.
Amen.
And we thank God for the word this morning. Amen. It was good to me. And I love his illustration about chewing on meat. Amen. Amen. And that was something good. I thank God for that. Amen. And so sometimes we complain as we get older about having meat that's real tough. Amen. Don't want to eat it. And I thank God how he used that compared to not wanting to accept the things of the word. Mm-hmm. We don't want to do the things like love our brothers and sisters when they do us wrong. Uh-huh. Amen. And I thank God how he used him. Amen. Giving us that illustration. But we want to continue to be a blessing to him as well and his family. Thank you, church family. And we hope that all y'all have a blessed day. Thus says the Lord, we'll be talking with you soon more.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor, is it 44 or 45? I don't know. I just keep running back between them two numbers.
I think it's 44.
Okay. Yeah. 77. Yeah. 77.
Okay. Okay. I was thinking one time, Wayne, I was trying to do the math. And I didn't know whether it was 1977 or 1976.
44 years. Amen.
Amen.